Self-help book that Miss Tina gave me is helping, as much as I hate to admit it. No one ever thinks they'd have to relearn how to love themselves, but here we are. I'm just grateful for a second chance.
Man, am I tired. Today was a lot busier than I thought it would be.
Well, at least you got to do some work. You didn't have anyone telling you, watch out, or sit down, or let me get that for you.
Savannah, you have only been back to work a few days. Look at you. You don't even look like you should be back yet.
Miss Tina, I'm fine. I don't need you to remind me about how I look, because I am well aware.
Oh, Savannah, don't take offense, baby. You have been through a lot. I just don't want you to overdo it. That's all. You don't need to rush back to work. This job is yours whether you've gone 2 days or 2 months. You know that, right?
I know. And I appreciate you and Mr. Davis, really. You two have been so good to me, but I want to get back to living. I don't want any pity. I was so depressed before. So ready to just give up. And I just don't want to be treated like a piece of glass.
Okay, I understand.
Hey, I know you guys close soon, and I hate to be that late customer, but is there any way I can still order?
Well, as long as that door ain't locked, we are open to serve. Savannah.
I thought you wanted me to finish cleaning these tables.
I do. And I want you to take care of this nice young man. My feet hurt, and you are a young and able body, right? Come on now.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go finish up in the kitchen. Now, if you need me.
I know. So this is your first time here?
Yeah. I just moved in about a week ago. Saw the place was usually packed, which is normally a sign that the food is good. So I wanted to check it out for myself.
I see. Well, take your time and look over the menu, and I'll just be over there. Let me know when you're ready.
And what's your name?
Why?
Well, I figured it would be rude as hell of me to just shout out, "Hey, girl," after I decide what I want to order. I know women don't usually like that.
It's Savannah.
Beautiful.
Thanks. Just holler when you're ready.
Hey, girl.
Really?
I'm kidding. I figured you've had a long day, you know, and you could use a little laugh.
Long day? Look, I know I look a little bit worn down, but I'm fine.
Worn down? No, it's just that my mom used to work at a diner. I know this is hard work. You don't look worn down at all to me.
What diner did your mom work at?
It was called Lou's back home in Chicago. Man, they had the best patty melts.
Oh, well, I don't know if we can compete with any hometown nostalgia, but our patty melts are pretty damn good.
Oh, well, in that case, well done and easy on the onions, please.
Coming right up. And can I get you anything to drink?
No, actually, you can just throw the sandwich in a bag. I know you ladies are ready to get home to your families.
Actually, when I leave here, I'll probably go for a walk.
At this time of night? Alone?
Yeah. I grew up around here. Plus, it's only 9 o'clock. Downtown won't slow for another hour or two.
Well, if you were my wife, I wouldn't want you walking this time of night alone.
Well, lucky for me, I don't have you or anyone else to try to keep me from doing the things that make me happy.
I didn't mean it like that.
Hmm. So if we were married, let me guess, you'd forbid me from walking alone at night. But say it was for my protection, right?
No. I'll meet you here after your shift and walk with you. 7 days a week if that's what made you happy.
And if I wanted to go alone?
I'll trail you from one block behind.
Here you are, baby. One patty melt. Easy on the onion, heavy on the love. Now you come back and let me know how you like it, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, ma'am.
Ma'am, do you see my mother in here? No, baby. My name is Tina, okay?
Tina, got it. I'm so sorry.
Tina? Boy, who are you calling Tina? It's Miss Tina to you.
Thank you, Miss Tina. You have a good night.
You too, baby.
Hey, which direction are you headed?
Towards Fifth Avenue.
Really? I'm going that way, too.
How about you live on Third? You following me?
Only if that's okay.
I'd rather walk alone.
Can I trail you one block behind?
Come on. Dear Diary, I'm still working on grace. Grace with myself and others around me. I know Miss Tina means well, and I know she loves me like a daughter, but damn, she gets on my nerves sometimes. Like a mother, I guess. I know my mom looks down on us and smiles. I've been trying this new thing that my self-help book suggests. Every day I look in the mirror and say, I love you. I realize that most days that's gonna be the only time I hear it. Damn, talk about self-help.
Oh, shit. Lord, I tell you what. I know they say it takes money to make money, but I did not know this is what they meant. Jesus.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning, baby.
Everything all right?
Huh? Yeah. Everything is fine, baby. But not as fine as you. Girl, you know you're finer than caterpillar hair. You know that, right?
You better stop. Don't you start acting no fool up in the early in the morning now, Sydney.
I just can't help it, baby. Damn. Ought to be a crime to still look this damn good. We've been married 30 years, and you just keep getting better and better.
And after 30 years, you are still just as crazy as ever.
Yeah. Crazy about you.
Lord, I don't know if this is you or a hot flash. I got to go cool off. Ooh.
Yeah. You do that. Don't look at me like that. That right there is what you call authentic love. 30 years strong.
I didn't say anything, Mr. Davis. I know y'all crazy.
Love can be a crazy thing, baby. Most times, if not at all, nobody will understand the love you share with that special person. But as long as you remember that it's not for them to understand, you'll be all right.
I hear you.
So, how you feeling? You feeling all right?
I'm fine, Mr. Davis.
All right. I'm sorry. I was just asking. When my sister finished her chemo, she was off work for about a month or two. You came back after a couple weeks.
Mr. Davis, I'm fine. Treatments affect everyone differently. I am so ready to just live my life. I feel like I've missed out on so much fighting cancer. For the entire year, I have been down and out, hospitalized, just too tired to even shower some days. Some days I just wanted to quit. When you get that close to death, you start to realize just how important life is. I have a second chance and I won't waste it. I have a short list of things that I want to do that I never thought I would. Some things I was too afraid to do and Some just too embarrassed to admit I wanted to do them. I will not live like that anymore. So tonight, I'm going salsa dancing.
Salsa dancing?
Mm-hmm, and I need a partner, and I just saw you cutting up a minute ago, so I know you got the moves.
When is the class?
Tonight.
You got yourself a date. I'm not usually this easy, though, so don't tell my friends.
It'll be our little secret. Now, does Miss Tina need any help in the back before we open?
I'm sure she does. After I just spit a little game at her earlier, she could hardly contain herself. Matter of fact, go on back there and make sure she didn't pass out, please.
Dear Diary, I finally found a place to go salsa dancing. I don't know what to expect, but it feels so good to have finally started my bucket list. My mom, she had me at 17 and died before she was 40. She has so many goals and dreams. I'm ready. Ready to experience all the beautiful things that life has to offer. Dorian Keith Media and Chandrea Finney presents 7 Days. 7 Days was written by Chandrea Finney. 7 Days was produced by Chandrea Finney and Eric Aaron. 7 Days was recorded, edited, sound design, and mixed by Eric Aaron. Savannah was played by Chandrea Finney. Desmond is played by Montez Lafayette. Miss Tina is played by Tessa Clark. And Sydney is played by Eric Aaron. Thank you for listening to 7 Days. 7 Days, the stage production, is playing in Carmel, Indiana, February 24th through 26th, 2023. The ticketing information is available in the description of this show and in the bio on all of our social media platforms. Thank you for listening, and please share the show with your friends.